Okay, we're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Balak. I think we'll do the one about the sin of Israel. No, you know what? We'll do the one about Vagarshenu Min Ha'aretz, Netivot Shalom, some Chassidut on the Parsha. All Balak says, all I want is to chase him out of the land. V'ata lechana gali et am hazeh, please come curse this nation for me, ki atzumu mimeni, for they are more mighty than I. Ulay uchal nakebo v'agarshenu min ha'aretz. Maybe I'll be able to hit him and chase him out of the land. Ita v'midrash, the Medrash says as follows. V'agarshenu min ha'aretz, I'll chase him out of the land. Lo hayam v'kesh ela legarsham shelo yikansu la'aretz. All Balak wanted was to chase them away that they don't enter the land of Israel. V'tzarich b'yu. And this needs explanation. Madua yikama ta'oto hayta legarshem shelo yikansu la'aretz Yisrael. Why was his main goal to chase them away? They shouldn't enter the land of Israel. It would seem that his main fear was that which he mentioned earlier. Now they'll destroy everything around us. What does it affect him if the Jewish people enter the land of Israel? So what does it mean that his main purpose was to ensure they don't enter the land of Israel? Furthermore, we have to understand, what does it mean all he wanted was that they refrained from entering land of Israel? The verse says, he also said, maybe I'll be able to hit him. It seems from the verse, he also wanted to hit them. Not only to chase them away, they shouldn't enter the land of Israel. So what does the Medrash mean? All he wanted was to ensure they do not enter the land of Israel. A, it says he was fearful. What does he have to be scared of? B, it says he wanted to hit them. So what does it mean? All he wanted was to chase them away. As an introduction, we have to explain Shebilam Amar B'Shevach Yisrael. We have to explain the concept of Bilam's praise. What was Bilam saying when he said, Mimana afar Yaakov u'mispar et rov Yisrael? Who counted the earth of Israel? Who counted a quarter of Israel? V'chen, and so too, we have to explain what was Bilam's praise when he said, Hinam kelavi yakum v'chari yitnasa. This nation arises like a lion. They are elevated like a lion. They do not rest. Lo yishkav ad yochal teref, till they devour their prey. V'dam chalalim yishteh, and they drink the blood of the corpses they make. We have to understand, why did he choose these praises specifically about the Jewish people? Furthermore, we have to understand, Balak tells Bilam, after Bilam makes these sentences, after Bilam makes these statements, Balak says to Bilam, I called you to curse and you blessed them. He tells him, at least don't bless them. These things are words of praise. He's recounting the praise of the Jewish people. What blessing is there here? Balak keeps telling Bilam, what you blessing them for? But where was their blessing here? He's mentioning their praise. But the explanation of this, based on what the holy works say, that they explain this concept that God desired to have a home down below. God has so many angels that serve Him day and night. And they give praise and song before God in all the upper worlds. But then the essence of the creation of this world was, God desired to have a home down below as well, in this physical world, this lowly world, which is a place of desire, a world where the Yetzer Hara overtakes one. And we live within all the physical, worldly things. Among this worldly, this materialistic world, the Yetzer Hara gets very strong. And the essence of the world is that within this world, specifically this world down below, not the world above of angels, but the world down below, the world where we have to contend with the physical, in this world below, we do the will of Hashem. וכמאמר הרבי הקדוש המגדיל הקדול, המגיד הגדול ממזריץ', זכותו יגן עלינו, like the Magid Mimezrich said, מלאה הארץ קנייניך. The verse says, the world is filled with the things you created. What does it mean? העולם הארצי, this world, this materialistic world, מלא בדברים שניתן לקנות בהם את השם יתברך. קנייניך could mean your items. קנייניך could mean the ways in which we acquire you. And the world, all the worldly things that we see around us, have the potential through them to acquire godliness. כל העניינים הארציים, all the worldly things, כאשר יהודי עוסק בהם לשם שמיים, when a Jew deals with them for the sake of heaven, הרי הוא קונה על ידם את השם יתברך. Through them, he could acquire his connection with Hashem. וזוהי כל תכלית הבריאה, and this is the essence of all creation, שנתבע הקדוש ברוך הוא שתהיה לו דירה בתחתונים. God wanted a resting place down below. ולשם כך ברא את כל העניינים הארציים, and that's why God created all worldly things, כדי שיהודי יעלה אותם לתכלית רצון הבורא. So that the Jew elevate them to the essence of God's will. והנה בלק ובילם היו ראשי הסתרה אחת. בלק ובילם were the heads of the other side. ובילם היה הכוח שכנגד למשה רבינו. בילם was the force in the world that was the opposing force to משה רבינו. שהיה דעת דקליפה, בבחינת יודע דעת עליון. He was the level of dat, of knowledge, just as Moshe was knowledge for the Jews, he represented the knowledge for the other side, that's יודע דעת עליון, that Bilam says, I know the dat of above. ובוודאי ידעו שהקדוש ברוך הוא אוהב את עמו ישראל, ועל מה סמכו שיוכל לקללם. They undoubtedly knew that God loves the Jewish people, so what were they relying upon when they wanted to curse them? אלא כוונתו הייתה על דרך, his intent was, just as the Pasuk says, ולבן ביקש לעקור את הכל, we say, Laban tried to uproot everything, שידע דמה שהקדוש ברוך הוא בחר בישראל, he knew that which God chose the Jewish people, ומפני שנתבע הקדוש ברוך הוא להיות לו דירה בתחתונים, was because God wanted a home down below. ובחר בישראל, he chose the Jewish people שמקיימים רצונו, because they fulfill his will, ועושים לו יתברך דירה בתחתונים. And in doing that, they give God a home down below. לכן רצה בילם לקטרג. So Bilam wanted to speak badly about them, to point out their faults. שישראל עושים נגד רצון השם, to point out how they're doing things opposite the will of Hashem. ואינם רואים להיות עם הנבחר, they are unfit to be the chosen nation. וממילא יוכל לקללם. The second he points out their faults, then there'll be a breach and there'll be room to curse them. וכדחזינן במה שהיה בליבו, as we find what was hidden in his heart, כדכתיב הישת אל המדבר פניו. He looked out to the desert. What was he looking for? He wanted to recount, look at their sins with the golden calf. שביקש להזכיר חטאיהם של ישראל. He wanted to mention the sins of the Jewish people, כדי לנתק את הקשר בין ישראל להשם יתברך. To sever the tie that exists between the Jewish people and Hashem. ולכן הייתה זו העת צרה הקשה ביותר לישראל. And that's why our sages say, this was the most dangerous time for the Jewish people. This was the worst time in Jewish history. שזמם בילם לעקור אותם מהשורש, בילם wanted to uproot them from their roots, להורידם ממעלת העם הנבחר, to take them down from being the chosen nation, על ידי הקטרוג שעורר עליהם בשמיים. Through the arousal, he wanted to point out, look at what they did wrong. And Be'ezrat Hashem over here, we'll pick up, and that's where we'll pick up. Remember, what questions did he ask? He said, why does the Midrash stress his whole goal was to chase them away from the land of Israel? What about the fact that he says they're a danger to us here, we have to hit them? And now he's saying, to understand that, we have to understand, why is it that these things are considered a blessing? It would seem it's a praise to say, look at their success, look at them like lions. And why does Bilam tell him, you've blessed them instead of cursing them? What's a blessing in what they said? So to begin the explanation, then Tivot Shalom said, we have to understand that the essence of creation is that Hashem wants to live down below. Living down below is when a Jew takes the physical world and sanctifies it. Dafka in this worldly world, Dafka down below is where Hashem wants his resting place, not with the angels above. And that's our job down below. And Bilam, what we're starting to see, Bilam and Balak, he said, are the heads of the Sitra Acha, and their strength, what they wanted to point out, was what we had done wrong, to point out the faults of the Jewish people, and through that, be able to curse them and sever the tie between us and Hashem Yitzbarach. And this is where we'll pick up next time.